Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
News from the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club. This is Gordon, VK4VP. It is with a heavy heart that Skark has to announce another silent key. Frank Winter, VK4BLF, passed away on Monday morning just before 7 a.m. He had been ill in hospital recently and had returned home to spend his last few weeks in familiar surroundings. Frank had been a club member since September 2003 and was always working on some high-tech project with microcontrollers, three-axis controlled machinery to produce PC boards, and even a vector network analyzer. He was also known to once visit Dayton and returned with an 18-kilogram signal generator that was lugged halfway around the USA on his holidays prior to returning home, but what a bargain. The last project he was involved in was remote control of a transceiver at the club rooms, and this is now well underway thanks to Frank and help from a few others. The funeral was held last Thursday and was attended by many club members and friends. We will miss you, Frank.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. It's good news that an application for a new allocation in the 70 MHz band has been made to the ACMA, whilst the whole gamut of rules and regulations are up for review. Now, you remember that our foundation license was modelled on the UK thoughts and experience. Since the introduction of this entry point, there has been a divergence between the UK and VK, and that is that in Britain the foundation license allows direct use of various digital modes, but not here. As we've heard from Roger, VK2ZRH, previously, the ACMA is reviewing the form of licensing and instruments that govern it. From the internet, various sources are saying that in many countries there is a revival in amateur radio caused by the interest in the newer forms of digital communications. Similarly, we have heard from the WIA that it is promoting integration of amateur radio into educational streams of the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. The governments are promoting STEM and introducing courses into primary school education, which include computer coding. What all this means is there is a groundswell of interest in matters digital, and we can hope that this translates into positives for the amateur radio community. As this hobby is internationally defined as one of further education or self-learning, it seems only right that the entry point should be appropriate to today's standards, rather than yesterday's style. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.